The past few times we have been talking about becoming a real Christian or a real disciple of Jesus Christ, to recognize Him not only as our Savior, which a lot of people actually like, but also recognizing Him as our Lord, which for some reason and many people, even Christians, are not willing to do so. And I believe one of the problems with that is that, you know, many people do not know who God is. They are not really sure whether God is a really good God, or God is a God who has their best interest in mind. So in their thinking, they'll probably think that, you know what, if I give my whole life to Jesus Christ and recognizing as my Lord, He might make my life tougher. He might, you know, call me to become a missionary to some, you know, country that I'm not willing to go to, or stuff like that. But what they don't recognize is that God is a good God, and God is a great God, and that He has, you know, He has our best interests in mind. In fact, in one passage in the Bible, Jesus said that, you know what, you should take up His yoke and His burden, because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And let's just go take a look at that passage. It's actually recorded in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 to 30. Once again, it's Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. And let me read this. Matthew 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So basically what Jesus is saying, that, you know, if you come to Him, then you will exchange your heavy burdens, your heavy yoke, for His yoke and His burdens, which are easy. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So many times Christians, because of their unfounded fear of what God will call them to do, has actually given up on many blessings that God is willing to give them. You know, God wants to give them an easy yoke, an easy burden, if they are willing to exchange their own burden for Jesus' burden. And how do they do that? We can actually look at these verses and see just exactly how do we exchange our heavy yoke, meaning that you know, all the stresses in our life, all the you know, things that keep us up at night, unable to sleep, with that of Jesus, which is easy and which is light. Once again, it's not saying that, you know, being a Christian means that, you know, you won't have troubles, but what it is saying, that if you are a true Christian, then you would be living a life that is holy and pleasing to God, and God Himself will back up your life, and God Himself will protect you and will provide you. So let's take a look at that. These verses, and let's break it down. First of all, from in verses 25 and 26, the main thing that we want to see is that Jesus is praying to the Father, to God the Father, and He's saying, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight." So one, the first thing that we should recognize is that in order to have an easy yoke and an easy burden, it's to become like babes in the sight of Jesus, in the sight of God the Father. What does it mean to become like babes or babies? You know, first of all, babies are totally dependent upon their parents. You know, babies cannot survive by themselves. They need people to feed them. They need people to take care of them. And this is in contrast with those people who think that they are wise and think they are prudent. And we can see that in verses 25 and 26 in Matthew 11, that Jesus is saying that, You know what? If you come to God with the attitude of being a childlike faith or a baby who is totally dependent upon God, you know, it's not, you know, what, 90% on God and 10% on ourselves or whatever, or 50% on ourselves, 50% on God. Rather, it's that we recognize that without God, we are nothing. We are, without God, we actually cannot survive, just like a baby without its parents. The baby cannot survive in this world. So we need to have that kind of mentality and that kind of attitude, is that we are totally dependent upon God. And in so doing, God will not fail us. In so doing, because God is faithful, He will exchange our yokes, our stresses, the things that keep us up at night, and He will exchange those with the yoke of Jesus Christ. So that, you know, we'll find that you know, His yoke is easy and His yoke is His burden is light. Speaking of this, let me first explain what a yoke is. A yoke, according to the dictionary, let me turn to my dictionary. It says the yoke is a device for joining together a pair of animals, especially oxen, usually consisting of a cross piece with two bow-shaped pieces, each enclosing the head of an animal. Okay, it's a really long definition. Basically, what it is that it's a yoke is something that binds two oxen together, so in order for them to be able to plow the field. So it's something that you know helps the oxen do its jobs, do their jobs. Basically, it's usually two oxen that are bind together. So it's a metaphor that Jesus used, meaning that, you know, it's basically the things that burden us, you know, the things that burden us in our lives, you know, the stresses, whatever, the things that occupies our minds, you know, in this life. And then, you know, many times these burdens are really heavy for us if we hold on to our own burdens. But what Jesus is saying, hey, exchange your burdens, exchange all the stresses of the life, all the things that you need, and exchange it for His burden and His yoke, because those are easy and those are light. This is also in accordance with what Jesus said, you know, and also in Matthew, where He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things will be added unto us. You know, what are these things? It's basically all the things that we need, you know. That passage is basically found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to verse 34. And what Jesus is saying is that, you know, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. It's not life more than food, and body more than clothing. So what Jesus, and then if we jump down to verse 33, that's where the verse I just quoted, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for a day is its own trouble. So what Jesus is saying, you know, when we seek God first and His kingdom and His righteousness, then all the rest, the you know, what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear, basically the worries of life, will be handled by God Himself. And it's the same idea if we jump back to Matthew 11, 25 and 26, where we, becoming as babe, recognize that, you know, we are totally dependent upon God for Him to give us, you know, all the things of life that we need. So the first idea, how do we exchange our yoke? How do we exchange the stresses of our life with that of Jesus? Well, first thing is that we need to become like babes. We have to have like childlike faith, basically. Meaning that it's, you know, we recognize we are totally dependent upon God and no one else, not even ourselves. And if we keep on reading in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 and 28, you can see there's another point that we need to recognize, where it says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal Him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Okay, if we just read these two verses, we recognize that there's actually two action points. One is an action from God, and the other is an action from us. in verse 27, Matthew 11, verse 27, it's actually an action point of God Himself first initiating the salvation process, I guess, where Jesus is saying, hey, salvation actually comes from God. It's not us, you know, being so good that you know, God has to come down and save us. No, instead, it's because God loves us and that He wants a relationship with us. Therefore, you know, he initiated the salvation. And especially the latter part of verse 27, where Jesus Himself said that no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal Him. So it's basically the Son who desires to reveal the Father to the people, and this is also in accordance or in sync with John 6:44, where Jesus said, you know what, no one can come to the Son except whom the Father draws to Him. So we should recognize that salvation is an action point, is an action initiated by God. And this is, you know, as I said, there are two action points in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 and 28. The first is action by God. Basically, salvation is initiated by God. However, in verse 28, there's a action point that is initiated by us, by human beings, where Jesus said, come to me, all you who are who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So basically, the first action point is that God reached down to earth, offered salvation, and human beings has to respond. If we don't respond, then we forfeited the blessings of that action point, basically forfeited the blessings of salvation. Likewise, in verse 28, Jesus is saying, hey, you need to initiate the action of coming to Him. Coming to Him. If you are being burdened by the stresses of this life, hey, come to Him. When you do, He will initiate, He will respond to us coming to Him with giving us rest. So, the two action points, one is by God, one is by man. God initiated salvation, and man has to respond to that salvation. Likewise, the second action point, Jesus is saying, come to me. So if we come to Jesus, if we who are, you know, stressed in our life, in our lives, and who are, you know, just the things in our lives are going out of control, and we come to Him, then Jesus will respond with us coming to Him by giving us rest. So we should recognize that there is actually two different points here, two different action points. You know, just because we are saved does not automatically mean that, you know, all these things in our life, all the stresses in our lives, or our burdens, or the yoke that is laid upon us, is automatically taken away by Christ. No, it's not. Salvation is verse 27. However, after salvation, we ourselves have to also initiate an action point. Initiate an action by ourselves in verse 28, that we have to come to God and say, God, yes, I lay down all my burdens, all these things to you, in order that for you to give me rest. That's why there are so many Christians, as I said, you know, those who recognize Jesus as their Savior but not as their Lord, is only basically fulfilling verse 27 of Matthew 11, where God initiated the salvation. God initiated you know, that He is our Savior, that this is all God, you know. But because they have neglected to confess that Jesus is the Lord of their life, they have also failed to receive the blessing of verse 28. They have failed to receive the blessing of a rest, a supernatural rest that comes from God and no one else. A supernatural rest that relieves us from the burdens of this life, you know, that relieves us from the heavy burdens that you know, that we can't really bear. That's why there are still so many Christians, unfortunately, who are suffering from all sorts of stresses, all sorts of, you know, all sorts of depression, mental illnesses, even physical illnesses, because, you know, all the stresses of life can actually cause physical illnesses. You know, weakens our immunity system and all this stuff. And because those who have not recognized Jesus as their Lord have also failed to receive the blessing that comes from recognizing Him as Lord, being that we are able to exchange the things that bog us down, the things that keeps us late at night, the things that bring stresses to our lives, because we have yet to come to Him and recognizing Him as our Lord, being that we are totally dependent upon Him. And therefore, if we don't do that, we miss out on the blessing that Jesus can and will give us supernatural rest. However, if we do, if we recognize that we are totally dependent upon God, which is verses 25 and 26, and we initiate the point of coming to Him, verses 27 and 28, then we are able to exchange our stresses for His yoke and His burdens, which are light and easy. So let's just finish these verses and read verse 29 and 30, where Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Once again, Jesus is actually using a metaphor here, where he's talking about the yoke, and for people who live in the cities, we actually don't know what a yoke is per se. We could probably read see a documentary about farmers in the old times, where they still use oxen and stuff. And then basically what Jesus is saying is that it's a metaphor for a yoke is basically a thing that straps two oxen together so that they are able to walk in sync, pulling the plow in order to be able to plow the fields. And a yoke is basically a device that is put upon animals that allows it to do its work. And many times those yokes are heavy. But there's another interesting definition of yoke also, where it's a, once again going back to my dictionary, it's a frame fitting a person's neck and shoulders for carrying a pair of buckets or the like, one at each end. So a yoke is also not only used for oxen, but also for human beings, that when they need to carry two buckets of water, they have a long stick, and then and tie the buckets to the end of each stick, so it allows the person to walk in balance so that the water will not fall off. So a yoke is basically just a thing, a strap on the person or an animal in order for the person and animal to do heavy work or to do heavy lifting. And what Jesus is saying is that he's using a metaphor, saying that our life, if we hold on to the stresses of our life, if we hold on to becoming, to saying that I am in control of my life, I am the one doing this, I am the one doing that, then there's a lot of stresses and a lot of pressures that will come upon us, and then we are not, many times we are being strapped down by such stresses and such pressures. But if we are willing to exchange our lives with Jesus's life, if we are willing to exchange our yoke for Jesus's yoke, which is easy and which burdens are light, then in order to do that, we have to first of all become totally dependent upon God, recognizing that without God, we are not able to handle all those pressures, all the stresses of life. Without God, in fact, we are not able to survive by ourselves. Just like babies are not able to survive by themselves, we, without God, are not able to survive in this world. And we also have to initiate the action. Once we recognize that we, without God, we can't do so, then we have to initiate the action of actually coming to Him and saying, "Lord, I lay down my life to You, and let You become the Lord of my life. Let You come and lead me and guide me, knowing that if You do, You are also responsible for my life. If You do, if I lay down my life to You, then You will take it and mold it, and You will become responsible for everything that that comes to me and for protecting me." That's why it's said, seek God's kingdom and his righteousness first, and all the rest will be given unto us. So going back to the idea that, you know, when we recognize Jesus as our Lord, no, he is not some harsh God that will, you know, expect us to go to some dangerous mission field, and then, you know, to live in life that we totally hate. Instead, he is a great God and he is a good God, and, you know, when we recognize him as our Lord basically, then and he will exchange the stresses of our lives, you know, the things that bog us down, with his light and easy yoke and his light and easy burden. Okay, so let's just end this time with prayer. Lord, I thank you for reminding us that, Lord, indeed you are a good God and a great God. And Lord, when we come to you, Lord, and recognizing you as our Lord, Lord, we receive much more blessings, Lord, than we can ever imagine. And I ask, Lord, right now for those who are listening to this, Lord, that those who are being bogged down with, you know, the stresses of life and the pressures of life, and Lord, that they are indeed heavy laden, Lord, being just pushed down with all the things that are piling up upon them, Lord, that they will run to you, they will come to you, and you know, lay down their lives to you, Lord, and exchange their pressures, their stresses, with your peace and your rest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being such an awesome God, Lord. We just love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.